So we are basically asking people to share their experiences in terms of, them encountering corruption or any corruption that they have encountered. So they are sharing their stories primarily through a website that we have set up. So the website is www.shareyourstory.org.zm. And through that, citizens and members of the public will be able to share their stories and different experiences around corruption. The idea is that, corruption happens largely in secret. And so because of the war of silence that exists around corruption, people have come to accept it as a norm, as something that is normal. But we are hoping that, once people start talking about their experiences and the more people begin to open up and talk about corruption, then this layer of silence that, covers the issues of corruption will actually be pulled back and will begin to show actually that corruption is not normal and that we need to actually start doing something about it in order for us to make progress in terms of addressing it. So essentially that is what the campaign is about.
Maurice, some people are asking about the timing of this campaign. Why now?
So for us, just because we are in an election season does not mean then that the prevalence of corruption has stopped or that corruption has ceased to be a problem until after the elections. That is far from being the case. The fight against corruption is something that we need to integrate even within the context of our everyday livelihood. So everything that we are doing, we should be able to incorporate aspects of, fighting corruption within it. But also beyond that, Peter, you will recall that, over the last few months or so, we have seen quite a number of scandals in Zambia in relation to issues of corruption. I mean, the scandal to do with the expired drugs, for example, or the $17 million contract that was given to a company called Honeybee Pharmacy, which was not in existence at the time it was awarded the contract. So when you look at all those issues and then coupled by the fact that, Zambia has been declining on the Transparency International Corruption Perception Index. For us, we think that there is no better time to actually launch this campaign than now, because issues of corruption are actually fresh in people's minds.
But Maurice, what do you say to those skeptics who are of the view that this is a carefully orchestrated plan to undermine the popularity of President Edgar Lungu and his governing Patriotic Front Party? This, they said, is an opposition ploy that you have teamed up with them to make them unpopular in the run-up to the August 12th general election. How do you respond to that?
Well, I can categorically state that this is not an orchestrated move to make any single person or any single political party unpopular. And, there are no political connotations attached to this. So we are not working with any political grouping or any political entity. I also need to mention that, this is not something that has just come from without or from nowhere. You will recall and you will know that as Transparency International Zambia, we have been involved in different interventions that look at, fighting corruption or raising awareness around issues of corruption. And one of the lessons that we have learned from all these years that we've been doing this work is that there's always this desire for citizens to be involved somehow in the fight against corruption. But I think the biggest problem has been that there have not been any platforms that we have created to actually enable citizens to get involved in real and meaningful ways in the fight against corruption. So for us, we are seeing this as an opportunity to actually provide a practical platform through which citizens can be able to engage and actually share their stories around issues of corruption. Corruption affects all of us, and therefore interventions that are meant to fight it should also encompass every one of us. And so citizens will really have the opportunity to be able to share their experiences. And the expectation is that, we are going to get all these stories and maybe be able to learn some things from this. And hopefully that will inform, the sort of interventions that we are going to be involved in even going forward.